Haley Carlock from Scenic Hudson on the line. Can you hear us, Haley?
I can, yeah.
Oh, we can hear you too now. Haley is on the phone from Scenic Hudson, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the high voltage, high power transmission lines that may be added to the Hudson Valley soon or not. I guess the Public Service Commission is going to make some sort of announcement tomorrow, probably.
They are definitely going to make some sort of announcement. What they're going to say, we don't know.
And are you, I want to, even if you're optimistic or pessimistic about what they will say, tell us give us the background and what the issue is and where the transmission lines may go.
Sure. There's a proposal that's been around since 2012 to build new high voltage overhead transmission lines coming from central and upstate New York down through the Hudson Valley for the intended purpose of basically shaving a few cents off of peak electricity prices on a handful of days a year when electricity is most expensive, usually in the summer. So this is something we've been fighting since 2013, Scenic Hudson, along with the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition. And the State Public Service Commission is scheduled to make a decision tomorrow on whether the project will move forward. So we have hired experts who have determined that there is absolutely, first and foremost, no need for these lines and no benefit to New Yorkers. We've got ample electricity in downstate New York. There is no need to bring additional power from upstate to downstate. And not only do our experts agree with this, but the New York Independent System Operator that runs our state's grid says, there are no pending reliability needs. The system as it is right now should be reliable for at least the next 10 years, which is their planning period. So this is a $1.2 billion project that ratepayers will pay for, including a return on investment for the developer. And, we've demonstrated that it's not needed. It will cut through the heart of the Hudson Valley, new overhead lines. It will be within existing rights of way, and that's something that we've achieved in our two-plus years being involved in this proceeding. Originally, it was slated to be a brand-new utility corridor, but after pressure from our group and others, the state agreed to try to conform to existing right of ways. But although that is the case, these towers are likely to be significantly taller than what currently exists and will have significant construction impacts.
And who, if this goes through, who are the big winners? Who is behind the effort to get this through? Is it just the company that wants to put the lines up to the profits, or I guess people in New York City want this, or who wants it?
That's a good question. Well, certainly the developers who have proposed projects want this because, they stand to make a pretty hefty profit without almost no risk if their project is selected. This was a competitive proceeding, sort of the first of its kind in New York State, so there are actually four developers, one being incumbent utilities, and the other three being private developers who have proposed different projects that are competing to quote-unquote win this the right to build this project. So it was actually our State Public Service Commission who initiated this project and said, come bid on this project to build new overhead lines down through the Hudson Valley, which we think from the start was a very, ill-conceived idea. And what's more, since the time that the project was originally conceived in 2012, electricity use has gone down in New York City and across the state, both peak and average power, and is expected to do so. Congestion costs, which was the initial justification for this, was the additional premium that downstate ratepayers pay. Those few days a year have declined dramatically and are expected to continue to decline. So you're paying for a project that doesn't have that economic benefit. And the state, about a year and a half after this project was initiated, initiated another proceeding on a separate track called Reforming the Energy Vision that focuses on reducing demand, increasing energy efficiency, increasing distributed generation and microgrids. And this is a very laudable proceeding, a great vision for the state of New York. And, you know, if that proceeding does what it's supposed to do and it's well on its way to getting there, then that will even further obviate the need for these lines. So, you know, there's...
And you're talking about, like, you're talking about, like, localized power projects. Like, can New York City get enough power on its own in the future? Now, I assume it's, the power is going to need to go up, but are you, you're saying, is it, are we picking up efficiencies in electrical use? That's why the power is going down, or why is...
That's exactly right. That's the primary reason, and it's expected to continue. I mean, you know, for decades, the traditional wisdom has been, you know, power use will always continue to go up. It will continue to go up at, you know, a steady rate. There's, you know, a trend line that's been occurring since, you know, early in the 20th century, and that's always, you know, for all eternity expected to continue. Well, that's not the case anymore. And it's because people are using less. It's because there are new technologies that allow us to respond to demand. And this is part of the reforming the energy vision, but a lot of local utilities are already implementing these kind of technologies, you know, smart meters, smart thermostats, you know, timers where you can set, just for example, you know, your dishwasher or whatever it is to go on at midnight when nobody's using power versus at 6 p.m. at night when it's peak power use. And the fact is that our system right now has more than 50% more power than we need the vast majority of the time. It's completely inefficient. And this is something the Public Service Commission recognizes. We have infrastructure that's built for those handful of peak days a year where you skyrocket, but the vast majority of time we've got a glut of power. So what reforming the energy vision and all these great 21st century initiatives aim to do is to sort of even that peak out so we don't have to have such massively overbuilt infrastructure for, you know, just a handful of days a year, because it's really a waste of money.
And aren't there, is it part of this plan or everything I've read scientifically in the future that things will be very local, and that, like, for instance, perhaps here we should have turbines on the mountain picking up wind power, and under the water in the Hudson River picking up tidal power. Off New York City, they should have those things. Or is that the future that, and this
that
project?
That's definitely the direction things are moving in. And the direction, you know, New York State wants to move in. That's what New York State's, you know, 2015 energy policy says. That's what the governor has stated. And, you know, certainly it's not as if, you know, in the next 5 or 10 years we're going to be exclusively local generation. There still will be some big central generating stations. There still will be some long-distance transmission. But the fact is we don't need additional capacity. The need for that long-distance transmission is only going to decrease in the future. You know, we don't need what this project aims to do with 1,000 more megawatts of transmission capacity. We absolutely don't need that. In fact, demand for these type of long-distance lines is going to be declining in the future because of the rise of, as you said, that local generation.
And what has been the public response? Has there been an overwhelming outpouring of letters and emails to the Public Service Commission, or has it had been restrained?
There really have been. Over the past couple of years, we've got thousands of comments into the Public Service Commission, and, you know, the overwhelming majority, you know, like 98% are against the project. You know, the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition includes not only environmental groups like Scenic Hudson, but it includes local businesses. It includes several municipalities, including Dutchess County. You know, this is a project that's overwhelmingly opposed here. And, you know, there are smarter, better options. You know, the state is headed on the track of a smarter, better 21st century option. And for, you know, reasons unknown, is plowing ahead with this sort of antiquated just update of old, you know, outdated infrastructure.
And it's another example of where this area is just being used as a transportation hub or route for power or oil or natural gas or for other places.
If any, to the Hudson Valley in this, even if, you know, for the sake of argument, we said, okay, there's a need for this power, almost all of it is going to be used in New York City and Long Island. You know, the Hudson Valley in this case is just a route for these lines to travel through. It is not the ultimate destination for this power.
And Scenic Hudson opposes it mainly on aesthetic grounds, that we don't need higher towers in our viewshed, or... Is it on environmental grounds, or what is your main...
Yeah, there are a number of grounds. We certainly got involved based on the scenic and environmental impacts. You know, the towers would be taller. They would be brand-new towers. At the outset, they were proposed in brand-new rights-of-way. People's homes and farms and land stood to be taken by eminent domain. And then along with that, there are environmental impacts. It's not just, you know, the tower that needs to be put up. It's all the construction, the access roads, the clearing. It's a very significant undertaking, so we're seriously concerned about that. And even though the project is now, you know, we agree somewhat better than what was originally proposed, a lot of those impacts, both aesthetic and environmental, still threaten the valley. And in the case of the route that the Department of Public Service staff has recommended the PSC to approve tomorrow, farmland in particular is at risk. But also through the course of our engagement in this issue, as I mentioned before, we've come to the conclusion that these lines are absolutely not needed, and we hired experts to look into this. And you know, it just is, it's stunning that this project is moving forward when there's just no demonstrated need for it.
And we're talking with Haley Carlock from Scenic Hudson about high voltage, high power transmission lines and the Public Service Commission's impending announcement tomorrow. So is there anything people can still do today?
There absolutely is. The decision is slated to happen beginning at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. But today, what we ask you to do is to call Governor Cuomo's constituent comment line and urge him to abandon this project. And the number you can call is 518-474-8390. That's 518-474-8390. I believe you're forwarded to a voicemail box, and urge the governor to abandon this transmission project that the Public Service Commission is expected to make a decision on tomorrow.
And I believe those Public Service Commission meetings are web streamed too, aren't they?
They are, yes. And I would give you the web address, except it's exceedingly long.
You can Google that.
To the New York State Public Service Commission website, there is a link to the on the left side of the page that says link to webcast, and beginning at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, you click on that link, you can go right to it, and it is live web streamed.
And we'll put that link up on the WGXC newsroom
too,
so everyone can watch it tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Anything else you want to tell our listeners while we have you on the phone?
The only thing I'll add is that John Bauermaster, a six-time National Geographic grantee filmmaker, has produced a six-minute film that really, I think, in a compelling way hits on all of the issues I've talked about today. And if you go to www.hvsec.org, you can go and you can view that video, and it will tell you all the reasons why this project is damaging and why it's not needed.
All right. Thank you so much, Haley Carlock from Scenic Hudson, for telling us about the high voltage, high power transmission lines and the impending announcement from the Public Service Commission.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.